This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, listen to this. On the final play, the third down play, the interception play at the very end of the game, here's something I have odds with that Ben Roethlisberger said. Give a listen.
I wanted a fake spike. I was yelling clock it because I felt like that was the thing to do was clock it and get yourself one play. And it came from the sideline, don't clock it, don't clock it. Well, at that time, I'm already got everyone thinks it's clock, so you don't have time to try and get everyone lined up. So it's, I tried to, Eli saw that, he kind of ran a quick slant in there. And at that time, you just got to try and make a play and probably didn't make a good enough throw.
Okay. A couple things at play. Ben wants to clock it. The sideline, which he feels, and I'm a huge Ben fan.
Mm-hmm.
The sideline, Ben has to inform us, is telling him to run a play. You're Ben Roethlisberger! You're not Landry Jones. You're going to be in the Hall of Fame, probably. He's Todd Haley. We know you have a problem with him. We get it, Ben. Okay, it's fine. All right. What's he going to do? Bench you? Are you not going to play next week? Is he going to tell you, you know what? Josh Dobbs is our quarterback next week, Ben. Listen, Ben, I like you a lot. Shut up. Walk up to the line of scrimmage and spike the football if that's what you want to do. But shut up and stop telling us about it afterwards. Just shut up and do it if that's what you want to do. That's number one. Let's say you want to run a play. And you do. And you run a play. And you don't want to go against your offensive coordinator. Which you should have done if you really wanted to spike it instead of complaining about it. And you'll complain about it tomorrow with Ron and Andrew. So let's say you want to run a play. You look, and as soon as you see the safety crash, or maybe you see the other guy bleed, or maybe the fourth guy cover, then go ahead and throw it into the stands. How about that move? Like, why can't it be, and generally Ben is so good at accepting the blame, hey, bad decision-making all the way around, especially the throw into quadruple coverage. I don't think that Todd Haley got in the headset at any point in time and said, hey, Ben, let's run that play where you throw into quintuple coverage right here.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He's better than that. I don't want to know everything at all times with Ben coming from the sidelines. I was the one who wanted the clock. It just say it was a bad throw, bad decision. Wish I could have it back and move on.
I don't understand. Look, Jeff, I know this is where you're going to go with it, right? You think the Steelers should have ran a play, and I don't disagree with you. If they would have lined up, if they would have spiked
play.
It. Yes, if they would have spiked it and then kicked, you would have said, are you going to say you don't play for overtime against the Patriots?
No, because the chances the Steelers win that game in overtime are slim. Slim that they win that game in overtime. You absolutely go for it. You know, if the game's tied or they're down one, I would have gone for two and not tied it up because you don't want the Patriots in overtime. They would have marched it right down the field for a touchdown if they win.
But not that play, right?
But no. And listen, anyone who's been to camp, it's not like I'm telling some insider secret here. They run fire drill plays for that very situation. But because Ben assumed spike or thought in his mind, we're going to clock it here and started yelling that out, that's what the guys believed. And Haley's telling him in his head, no, 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 go for it.
Ben is the most powerful man this organization has in the moment when the football game is happening. Why not just walk up and spike it
the
then?
The problem with it
before.
Well, that is true. But on that play, if he's yelling spike, and even if he's got Haley, he's got to read his guys saying that nobody's ready.
Correct. No one's
Forget
in position
Todd,
to make the
I got to spike it.
Because every time they do that fake one, it's always, oh, AB and I looked at each other, and AB is wide.
But Todd's right in the fact that Ben shouldn't – it's a tough call because I get why Ben's yelling spike. However, he shouldn't have. He should have waited. He could. I'm sure they have a signal like fire drill or whatever they have, and everybody could have lined up, and you could have gotten multiple guys in a pattern, and I would
also takes a big hit because the guy who generally is so good in that situation is at AGH right then.
Right.
And that's Antonio Brown, who in a fire drill situation is going to find a way to get himself open. You know, they've shown a penchant to not throw the alley-oop to Martavis Bryant, so that's not going to happen.
And I heard some here's a typical Boston sports writer. You know, somebody mentioned that as we were going downstairs to the interviews. You know, Antonio Brown wasn't there. That was a big fact. Well, you know, the Patriots didn't have Brandon Hogan. Really? I mean, you're going to – that would be like saying, okay, well, the Steelers didn't have – Xavier Grimble when Gronk was out.
I'm just tired of hearing Ben and Haley complaining to each other. And here's the thing. Haley might have been wrong to say spike it. He could have been wrong. And I agree that Ben should have ran a play. But you know what? If you want to spike it, Ben, what are they going to do? Are they going to bench you? Are you not going to play this Sunday against Houston? Are you not going to play in the playoffs? If you walk up and you spike it, and then Boswell comes on and you kick a field goal, and that's really what Ben Roethlisberger wants to do, what the hell is the organization's recourse? But now you make it a dog and pony show, cook and pony show. He'll say it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You make it a dog and pony show. You're going to complain about it. Think what you will about Todd Haley. Ben going out of his way all the time to try to make this guy look bad and throw it on him is starting to get old. Starting to get real old, these two guys at each other. Just walk up and spike it and say, I'm the commander. I'm the chief. I'm the guy. I'm steering the ship. I'm Ben flipping Roethlisberger instead of whining about it. I love Ben. This stuff is like real petulant, man. It really is.
It was an awful decision, awful throw. He should know better than that. I hate when you point the finger, and it goes back to the play before with DHB. It's another read he should have made. Bad play. Ben needs to keep his mouth shut.
And there was just a five-minute review that happened before then. Why didn't they talk then?
Listen, you need to have two plays in your head knowing what's going to happen. You have to be better prepared for that because it didn't look like they were. Not saying they weren't. Didn't look like they were.
Yeah, I think as bad a pass as the one that was intercepted is the one to Hayward Bay. You've got to take out any chance that somebody gets tackled out of bounds. You're rolling out to your left. I get it. Don't throw it in the end zone. Take a chance. Throw it into the stands.
He might be
you've got third down.
You really erred if he might be the fastest guy you have on your whole roster and he couldn't get out of bounds.
And it was nice tackle. Hey, credit to the tackle. But still, you can't risk that being in bounds.
For a three-yard gain.
And the issue with Ben and that spike, he's got to be able to read his guys and make a call on the field. He does it all the time, and he tells us about it, but he's got to make that play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.